Welcome to Metaphysical Romp with Reverend Paul Hasselbeck and co-host Reverends Bill Holton and Cher Holton. Discover practical applications to bring 21st century metaphysics to work in your life. Here's your host, Paul Hasselbeck.
Welcome to another edition of Metaphysical Romp 2. This is the Reverend Dr. Paul Hasselbeck. I'm delighted, excited, and honored to be with you today. And of course, you know me as Paul. And it is another beautiful day in my consciousness. And I'm here with my buddies, my mentors, my ministers. Oh, they just do a lot. Hi, guys.
Hey, and we do it back. You do it back for us.
Yes, indeed.
This is Reverend Dr. Cher Holton. You know me as Cher. And it's another beautiful day in my consciousness. And I'm here with my best half.
Well, this other half. And it's another beautiful, beautiful day in my consciousness. I'm R.D. Bill Holton. Glad to be with you again. And as you know, Cher and I are the co-founders of an online unity ministry, an alternative ministry, a hybrid unity ministry called the Unity Center for Universal Prosperity.com.
And that is UCFYP.com, the easiest way to get to us. And there are links there for everything.
Oh, a lot. And I use it. I don't know if you know that.
Thank you. Good.
Here and there. And Bill, you haven't used the RD Bill Holton in a while. And what I always love about that, I know you also, you mean Reverend Doctor. I like research and development also.
Oh, okay. That's true. That too.
He is for us. He's our research and development guy. Okay. So at the end of the last show, which was 2020-31, we're doing 2020-32 today. And of course, our series is spirituality, pseudo-spirituality, science, and pseudoscience. And at the end of the last program, I promised two quotes, one on chemicalization, which I could not find, and a wonderful quote from Myrtle Fillmore about a woman comparing herself to Myrtle. And so we're going to share that quote with you, and Cher is going to read as she always does. And I think we could do this and stop along the way.
Okay. Okay. Absolutely. So just let me know when you want to stop.
Okay.
So this is Myrtle Fillmore, and it comes from the book, How to Let God Help You, chapter 27. And it's the first paragraph in chapter 27 for those who want to find it and mark it in your copy of the book. Here's what Myrtle says. And remember, these are typically letters, right? These are responding to letters that she's received from somebody. So,
So
that gives you a context for what she's saying.
Right. And what someone did is found the letter. Mm-hmm. With the response, and they put it in this book.
Right.
And so this book isn't healing letters, but most of the material on how to let God help you are from her letters.
Right, because she starts out saying, you say, and she is saying it to a person who has actually asked her a question.
Yes.
So just to give people a little context of why this is coming up, here's what Myrtle says. You say your world is not bounded like mine with peace, friends, happiness, prosperity, love, plenty, and blessings of all kinds. How do you know what my world is? You are using your imagination in picturing my world to yourself.
Isn't that amazing?
And don't we do that all the time?
Don't we do that? And what was that quote you had last time? When I say it, you're going to remember it. And that is, we're comparing our blooper wheel